Thank you, Rabbi Penner. Zeche Nishmas Avi Mori, Yaakov Yisrael Pinchas, Zeche Nishmas Daniela Sheina, Bas Yoshua Fowler. Okay, welcome to today's learning. The topic of the shiur that we're going to have, Shomer Ka'oneh B'Sfir Sa'omer V'Amistayif. In other words, normally we have a general rule in halacha called Shomer Ka'oneh. Like you made Kiddush for your family Friday night. So a lot of families, one person makes Kiddush for the whole family, and you Yotze, Shomer Ka'oneh. So the question is, could you do the same by Sfira? In other words, we know, we've got a shul, usually the minute that we've seen today in our lives is that the Chazan counts Sfira, and then everyone makes their own bracha and counts their own Sfira. And the question is that really necessary? Or maybe one person could count Sfira for everybody. And maybe it's fakir, maybe it's preferable. Because normally we have a concept in halacha of Barov Am Hadras Melech. And Barov Am Hadras Melech means a lot of things. It means it's good to have a lot of people together, like maybe here, Barov Am Hadras Melech. That's one definition of Barov Am Hadras Melech. But another definition of Barov Am Hadras Melech that poskim have is that when many people are doing a mitzvah together, you have one person making the bracha for everybody, and it's one umbrella together instead of having separate individuals making their own bracha. So the question is, what's by Sfiras HaOmer? And we'll see by other areas of halacha. By Sfiras HaOmer, do we have this idea of Shomei Ka'oneh? And if we did, maybe it should be preferable. Or maybe there's a svara to say that we don't have such a halacha. And the question is, and why not, if that would be the case? So let's take a look in the first page of the packet in Samachay Amidbeis in Menachas. Usfartem lachem shetei sfira l'chol echad ve'echad. So everyone, sfira l'chol echad ve'echad. So let's see the Rashi. Chol echad ve'echad shechol echad chayiv lispor. So the question is, does that necessarily mean that everyone has to count Sfira and you don't say Shomer Ka'oneh? Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe it just means that, you know, by Sfira, by Yovel, you know, the Bezdin, you know, we're up to Parshas Bahar. So the Bezdin counts the years. But if you're Yotzei through Shomer Ka'oneh, that's also a Sfira L'chol Echad Ve'echad. Because when you're being Yotzei Kiddush, everyone has their own Chi of Kiddush. So when you're being Yotzei Kiddush, so that you're, just because you heard it through Shomei Ka'oneh, that doesn't preclude Kiddush L'chol Echad Ve'echad. So the question is that what Rashi is coming to say? Svartam L'chem Shetei Sviyu L'chol Echad Ve'echad, or not? So let's look in the Sefer Ha'aguda, page 3. Tana Rabbanan, Usvartam Lachem Shetei Sviru L'chol Echad Ve'echad, V'lo Shlich Tzibur B'Shvil Kulon. So the Sefer Aguda here, it seems more clear that he's taking the approach that you can't have the Shlich Tzibur making Sfira for everybody. Right? That's pretty clear that he's saying that. And by Yovel, it's a chiv on Bezdin. And here, it's a shlich tzibur. So he says, Sviyul l'cholechem v'lo shlich tzibur b'shvil kulon. So that seems to be clear that he's telling you that you shouldn't have the shlich tzibur count sfira for everybody. Which still requires understanding why that is so, but that seems what the Sefer Aguda seems to be saying. There's also a tshuva in the Rashba, the Sharbel on page 5, the tshuva Sarashba. So the Rashba writes, on page 7, you look on the arrow on the right, he says, "V'kol shekein kan shein ikar ha-mitzvah ha-bracha el ha-sfira." Im Yirtze HaShomer Yotzi Yidei Chova Al Yodo Min HaBracha. So as the Bracha, if you want, we don't do this either, but in other words, you can have the Shliach Tzibur make the Bracha for everybody, and then you can count your own Sfira. V'chaka Kolechot Sover L'atzmo K'derech Sh'anu Nogim B'Birkas HaHalo. Even though we probably are not knowing this way, but in other words, but it makes sense, al pi halacha, of the din of Roram Hadras Melech, that we should be doing this way. Again, I'm not here to try to change any minhagim. But the Rashba also is saying, like the Sefer Haggadah, that you should not count, that everyone should make their own Sfira. Everyone should have their own Sfira. And if the bracha you want, then you could have one person make the bracha. The chazan should make the bracha for everybody. But the sphere is l'chol echad v'echad, meaning, like, not to say shomer ka'ona by sphere sa'omer. So this shut harashba seemingly is on the same idea as the sefer haguda, but still requires more havana to understand this idea. In the sefer Chok Yaakov, on the, in the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, on page 8, says, he quotes these sources. He says, "Lasapir ba'atzmo." Right, the Shulchan Aruch says that you have to count. Kol echad lispor la'atzmo. Right, it says in the Mechaber. And then Morgan of Rome says, "Im yitzer shomei habracha meshliach tzibur v'sofer la'atzmo." And the Chok Yaakov quotes those Rishonim that we just mentioned, that svartel mechem shetei sviru l'chol echa v'echa v'lo shliach tzibur b'shvil kulon v'chein hu mashmos hashas u'poskim v'chein kosav harashma b'tshuva. So those are two Rishonim that seem to be more mefurish in terms of this idea. Now, the question at hand is, why is that the case? Why do we say that you can't say Shogimei Ka'one by Sfir Sa'omer? So, if you'll take a look here in the Sefer Avnei Choshen, from Shmuel Naiman on page 15, Avnei Choshen on page 15, he says, "V'efsha l'va'er hasvara, d'lamrina shomei ka'ona b'sviyas ha'omer b'ofen acher, v'al pi divrei hadvar Avram." Dvar Avram, the Kovner Rav, that's who Rav Salveitchik, Zatzal had his smicha from the Dvar Avram. And he says, we'll see the Dvar Avram inside, but let's just see the formulation here in the Sefer Avnei Choshen on page 15. Shekasa levai shesvira sa'omer inu mitzvah shel amira, el mitzvah shel svira. There are certain mitzvahs, of course, anything you do in life that you verbalize, it's good to understand what you're talking about also. But certain things, the concept of havana is more germane to the idea. Like the poskim say, bitul chametz. You know, you should understand that you're not just saying, you know, have a good Aziza Pesach. You know, you're saying something that you mevat al chametz. It's not just zogging the words. It's Havana is a very intrinsic part to that. So he says, Sfira so omer inu mitzvah shel amira. It's not just zogging along. El mitzvah shel sfira. Hainu she'ena mitzvah sheyomar sfira shel ayom. Rak hamitzvah hi sheyispor. Right, the famous kasha that how come we don't have Sveika de Yoma by Sfira Sa'omer? Because the second night we of Pesach is when we count Sfira, but that might be the first night, and then the third night might be the second night. So every night we should be counting two Sfiras. That's the famous kasha that the poskim talk about. So the Dvar Avram says, Omnam kshayomer im hayom kach asfir kach im yom hayom kach asarei enu bechlal sofer. In other words, the famous idea that the Dvar Avram says that sfira besafek is not a sfira. you know, as they quote the Chazal, Asiri Vadai, Velo Asiri Sofek, you know, by Meiser Behema. That's coming up in Parshas Bechukosai. Right, we're gonna. So, in other words, the low mechsh of sphere klal she'eni yodeh masha sofer. V'chei miyashe b'zeh divrei ha-magen Avraham. There's a magen Avraham that says that if a person doesn't understand, she'im einu mevin mashe omer einu yotze gam kishe yomer b'loshen kodesh. That's a fascinating magen Avraham. Let's see that inside. Take a look on page 8. Let's look in the Magen Avraham inside. We're 2 lines from the bottom on page 8 in the Magen Avraham, the line that begins with Tzarech Iyun. In the middle of that line, Upasha demuta lispor b'chol loshon. You can count sphere b'chol loshon. V'davke b'loshon shemevin. But only the... In other words, you can count in English if you understand English. Wow, that's a chiddush. Usually, Lashon Kodesh is, you know, Lashon Kodesh, we usually say, oh, that's good enough even if you don't. But here, we're saying that if you don't understand what you're saying, you know, you should, you're not Yotze. Einu Mevin Lashon Kodesh, Vesofa Lashon Kodesh Lo Yotze, Da Lo Yoda Maika Omer, the Ainza Sphira. Came near Ali. He says, so that's the Magen Avraham. If you don't understand, if you don't have Havana, that's not Sphira. So let's go back to that Sefer Avnei Choshen on page 15. He's trying to again understand the Aguda and the Tshuvas HaRashba of that says that Yunat Yotzei with Shomer Ka'ona. So he says he thinks that's the same idea, that you need a sphera, it's not just an amira. Back on page 15, on the left side, first word on the line is Masha Omer. It's Rav Yaakov Emden, he has the kasha of the Magen Avraham, Shrei B'chol Duchto Yotzim B'loshon Kodesh. Usually in halacha, if you say something in Lashon Kodesh, you yotze even if you don't understand it. Sofer means like you understand. In other words, the concept of understanding in sphira, just like we said by Bittul Chametz, the concept of understanding is more intrinsic than it is in other mitzvahs. So, it's not enough that you say the number. He said the concept of the Torah of Shomer Ka'ona, Hurak Bidvarim Sheyesh Bahem Din Amira. So it was something that you just have to say it. As Chidsha Torah. So that even if you don't say it, though it's kiddush, even if you don't understand it, amotzi, even if you don't understand it, this is what you have to say. This is the formula. So all I just do is say the formula. So if I hear the formula, that's also good. But if you have to count, the ofen shel sfira hu bezeh she'omer mistaber she'zeh einu nikra sofer rak she'omer mamish b'fiv. Sofer means I'm counting, and that's more intrinsic in terms of understanding and articulating. And therefore, perhaps it says the Avnei Choshen based from the Magen Avraham, from the Dvar Avraham, these ideas. Let's take a look in the Dvar Avraham itself to understand it. Okay, so he says here on page 12 in the Dvar Avraham, the Kovner Rav, he writes on the bottom left, Os Gimel, Me'atuk She'enu Mevin Yodea Es Misparo Midas lo mikri minyan usfir klal. Im kemen idon na mesupak bimei asfira, bavadei enu mona shnei yomi misfeka. Right? In other words, he's talking about counting sfeka diyoma. He says you can't count. There's no sfeka diyoma because that wouldn't be sfira. Tehech yomer hayom shlosha yomim hayom arba yomim. What is it? Is it shlosha or is arba? The ezim mispar hu. Sheim efsha shu shlosha, efsha shu arba. It's like when you call someone on the phone, you know, you got to get the right number. It's not good enough that you were one off. It's not going to happen. So sfira is exact. In Cain, lo havi mispar klal shu enu mekir makir ve'enu yodeh behechlet and it's mispar shu mona. Bishlama, you have Amrina, the sphere below Havanos, Haloshon, Mahanya, Shapir, Hayamokam, Listapik, Aval Machakos, and being Havana Dafka. So you need Havana by sphere, page 13. Vimne Yedias Hamispar, Hare Minyan, Zer Shal Sofik, Enu Yedia Klau. Vchena ni Omer Gamma Misha Musupik, May Sphere, Umonok Ram Mixba Echad, Misofik, Shemi Yisrami, Shechavin, the Mispar Amiti, Tavagav, and Nisrami, Shekivim, Mikomokom, Lo Yotza, Misham, Shas, Sviloso, Yodi. In other words, say you don't know what it is. I'm going to just say five tonight. I don't know, but maybe I'll be right. Maybe I'll be right. So he says, if you do that, that's not. That's also a lack of sphere. That's also a lack of sphere. So that was, another idea. Back on page 11, the Yavetz says the question, but usually we say Shomer Ka'on is good. He says, so he says that the Yavetz says, Mokom Achachich Divertosis, the Loki Amagan of Ram. In other words, the Magen Avraham said this Chiddush, that you have to understand the sphere. If you don't know what it means, then it's not a sphere. That's the Magen Avraham. And then the Avdei Choshen said, and that's why maybe there's no Shomei Ka'ona, because it's all part of the idea. So, but he says that he thinks there's a Tosfos that's against the Magen Avraham. So let's see what the Tosfos is he's referring to. What is this Tosfos that he's referring to that seems to be against the page 17. No, not page 17, no. The Tosfos that's pointed out in the Avnei Choshen and the Sfarim point out the Tosfos that they're referring to is in Sota. Because if you look on page 9, so in page 9 it says, Eilu nemorim b'chol lashon. There's certain things that you could say in any language. Parsha Sota, Vidui Meiser, Kriyashma, etc. So certain things have to be Dafka B'Loshan HaKodesh, and certain things are B'Chol Loshan. Then he says, Ve'ilu no morim B'Loshan HaKodesh, Mikra Bikurim, Chalitza, Birkas Kohanim. Certain things can be Nemar B'Chol Loshan, and some B'Loshan HaKodesh. So if you look in Tosfos says, Tema, Amai Shir Halel V'Kiddush, Shal Shabbos, Birkas HaPeyos, Birkas HaMitzvah. Mitzvos. In other words, how come those things were not mentioned? In other words, it says Elo Namorim Choloshon, Kriyashma, right? Tfilo. So what about Hallel, Kiddush, Birkas HaPeiros, Birkas HaMitzvos? So maybe you could say that they're only mentioning Daraisis. That a neimar b'chaloshin. The legula meimar the lo nokel al daraisa. The perek misha meso mashma the tefillah kriyashma derabbanan. Because there are shitas that hold the tefillah and kriyashma is only derabbanan. So that if those are derabbanan, so then they're not only mentioning daraisas. Lord also mashma the kiddush daraisa, etc. So then he says v'nira tani neimar b'chaloshin afilu einu shomea. other words, the things that are mentioned, that are nemar b'chol lashon, are things that even if you don't understand, you could still say b'chol lashon. Hilchach lo domi lahani de masnisa de mari davka b'lshonim. But he says that lahani de mari b'chol lashon, the ones that are mentioned are b'chol lashon, even if you don't understand. Hilchach lo domi lahani de masnisa. In other words, these things, the Halel, Kiddush, Anemar, B'chol Lashon, but you don't have to what? You don't have to understand. But the ones in the Mishnah, Anemar and B'chol Lashon, if only if you understand. So if you look now, the question is, but what about Sfiras HaOmer? What about Sfiras HaOmer? Because Sfiras HaOmer, if you say like the Magen Avraham, Sfiras HaOmer is not mentioned. So you could say Sfiras HaOmer is not mentioned because maybe it's like the cases of the case, the ones in the Mishnah are B'chol Lashon, even if you don't understand. But the ones in the Mishnah, Nemarim Davka, if you understand. But the Mishnah doesn't mention Sfiras HaOmer. So that's what it's pointed out in the Dvar Avram when he says that the Avit says that it's Masha from Tosis, not like the Magen Avram, because Tosis says the things that weren't mentioned, Halel and Kiddush, Hani Nemarim B'chol Lashon Afilu Einu Shomea, even if you don't understand, but the ones Hilchah Kol Domil Hani Demasnisin. That you have to Nemarim B'chol Lashon only if you understand. Because Sfira is not mentioned, so it must mean that Sfira is even things that you don't have to understand, because the things you have to understand are mentioned in the Mishnah, and Sfira is not. So he says that maybe from the Yavetz points out that it could be that Tosis is against the Magen Avraham, and that would mean that you don't have to understand. But then he says, no, it could be the ones in the Mishnah are that it says that you have to the Mar Misholam Mishum Tavamina Bloshan Kodesh Dafka. No. But it says that the ones in the Mishnah are Dafka Bloshonim that you understand, and so it doesn't mean to preclude Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer, you also don't have to. Maybe Sfiras HaOmer, you do have to understand, like the Magen Avraham. But why wasn't it mentioned in the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah was only telling you B'chol Lashon on things that you might have a Havamina that they should be Dafka in Lashon HaKodesh. So, in other words, things that are that have a Matbei Kvua, B'Lashon HaKodesh, so you might think like Kriya Shema, and these things are from the Chumash, so you might think, I'm just saying over what it says in the Chumash, so I have to say B'Lashon HaKodesh. So that's what is coming to teach me, that it doesn't have to be B'Lashon HaKodesh. But things that you didn't have a Havamina that had to be B'Lashon HaKodesh, that's not going to even be mentioned in the Mishnah. But in the Chanami, maybe the Magen Avraham is right, that you have to understand Sfiras HaOmer. And that's the Dvar Avram's Dechiyah, that the Yavit says maybe Tosis is against the Magen Avraham. So what do we see here? That we have a concept of Shomei Ka'oneh, that Shomei Ka'oneh, the Rashba and the Sefer Aguda say that Shomei Ka'oneh, you don't say by Sfira. Everyone has to count their own Sfira. You have to count your own Sfira. So the question is why? So the Dvar Avram has this Yisod that Sfira is special, that first of all, you can't count me Safek, the Dvar Avram says. You can't count, you know, because it's Sfeika Diyoma, so every day we should be counting Safek. We don't do that, because that's a Chisaron in Sfira. And then the din of the Magen Avraham, that Sfira you have to understand. If you don't know what Chamisha Yomim is, that's not Sfira. In other words, you know, I go with my kids every night, the little kids, I make sure they count. But maybe I should be more didactic to make sure I assume, hopefully they'll know what Chamisha is at this point, and maybe when you get to the higher numbers, but you really should, that's an integral part. So therefore, Shomer Ka'oneh is also part of this thing. So again, Sphere is special, you don't say Sveika Dioma, and it has to be what, and you have to understand it according to the Morgan Avram, and therefore the Avni Choshen said, and the same thing also, you have to say it yourself. Because if you're not saying it yourself, that's not, it's, because Sphere is an intellectual, you're thinking about what you're counting. So it's something you have to do yourself. You can't just, it's not about just zogging. It's not about just articulation. It's a mental capacity also has to be involved as well. Okay. Now, let's take a look at something else. You know, this time of year, I guess, any time, you know, you have a lot of times in shuls, yeah, a lot of times you have in, and also I'll tell you another thing. This comes up, a shaila comes up this week. Every year it comes up. And this is the shaila. You know, it says in Shulchan Aruch, that what? That if somebody asks you what night it is, and it's already this man that you can be yotze, you say yesterday was, you know, whatever. Because if you say today, then you yotze. So this comes up every year. It's the night of Lag BaOmer. So people, oh, it's today's Lag BaOmer. Oh, tomorrow we're going on the Lag, you know. So is that a chashash of, so that's discussed in the post, because that comes up every year. There's always somebody going to say, you know, oh, it's Lag BaOmer, we're going to the Lag BaOmer trip, and tonight's Lag BaOmer already. And the question is, can I shave tonight? Can I shave tonight? You know, it's Lag BaOmer. And he said it a million times already. So is there any chashash? Rabbi Ben Tzion Abashol, one of the great Sfardish Gedolim, in his Sefer Or LeTzion, says no, because you're not doing it as a sphera. You're calling Lag BaOmer as what? As the name of a holiday, so to speak. It happens to be the name of the holidays because it's the 33rd day, but you're not doing it as a shame sphere. You're not counting something. You're just using it as a name that this holiday is Lag BaOmer. So Mamela, he thought that you could be Yotze, you could still, if you didn't count yet with the bracha, and you said, oh, tonight's Lag BaOmer, today's Lag BaOmer, we're going on the Lag BaOmer trip, then you don't have to worry, and you could still count with the bracha, Ayin Sefer or Letzion. Oh. Let's do another inyan of Shomer Ka'oneh. And that is, you know, a lot of times in big shuls, I remember in yeshivas, you go to yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, so if you hold that you make a Birkas HaGomel when you get off a plane, so the guys were coming back from America, and there were always lines of people that want to bench HaGomel. You know, so the shaila is, can you just have one guy get up there and say HaGomel for everyone? Or does each person have to make their own gomel, or can we say Shomer Ka'oneh by gomel? So if you look on page 17, so it says like this: Rabbi Yehuda Cholosh, Yehuda was sick, the ispach, and he got better. Al gabe Rav Chana Bagdoso v'Rabbanon Amrilei Baruch Rachmanu Yavoch Niyalon v'Lo Yavoch Olal Afra. He said, "Oh, Baruch Hashem, you're better. Baruch Hashem, that Hashem kept us, you in the world, and didn't send you to the earth." Amar Lahu, he said to him, Patroson Yehei Mil Oduye. So you just exempted me from, you know, you thank God. So you exempted me from saying the Birkas HaGomel. So Gemara asked Kashva, Amar Bai Bai Oduye Apei Asara. But don't you have to do it? Doesn't it have to be 10 people there? He was just telling him, he was visiting him. He said, Baruch Hashem, you look good, you look great. Mamish, Gevaldik. And he says, okay, you exempted me from saying Birkas HaGomel, but it wasn't in front of 10. So the Gemara says, oh, it was in front of 10. But he didn't do it. His friend came, who visited him, and said, Baruch Hashem. But you're supposed to do it for yourself. So the Gemara says, Lo tzarech da'ani basrayu amen. He answered amen. So when you answer amen, that's good. Right? So that's what the Gemara says. So the Sefer Bechor Shor, page 18 is the Sharba, page 19. In the Sefer Bechor Shor, he says an unbelievable word. He says on page 19. So he says, what was the kasha, the boy Asara? He says, when he is died, had a marina on the second arrow. Shomea ka'ona, mikom mokom lav ona mamish. Dr. Shomea yotze ka'ona. He says, when you say Shomea ka'ona, it means you yotze. It's a whole, right? So he says, so you said, question is, maybe the Gemara says only if he answered Amen. But why? Why don't you say Shomea Ka'ona? He says because the Hava Amina, top of page 20. The Hava Amina, B'chol HaBrachos Kulam Yotze B'Shmi Amitam Hira L'Hachi Parach HaBe'inin Abapay Asara V'Hachalo Mahani Hira Alev O'Einu Mashmi Al-Ozno B'Shani Da'ani Basra Amin V'Ani Azub B'Fnei Kulam Hava Kemavarach Ba'atzmo. In other words, unless you answer Amin, Amin, like Rav Shechter says, the Rambam, it's Kemotzis B'Fiv, so then it's okay. But if you were just listening, then, and then Rav Abadi thought, like, just told me like that also, then that's not Ba'apei Asara, because I didn't say it to 10 people. I listened. But that's not saying it in front of 10 people. Because if you say Shomei Ka'ona, it just means you yotze with his kiddush or his thing. But that's, in other words, normally kiddush, I can make kiddush for myself. I don't have to make kiddush Ba'apei Asara. But if you need Ba'apei Asara, then you have to say it. It's not enough to hear it, or you can answer Amri. And that's as if you said it. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Take a look at Shulchan Aruch here on page 23. He says, "In birach acher hagol melatzmo miskam lotzeis chaveru shama chaveru kivin lotzeis yotzo afilu b'lo hanias Amri kevin shemavarch gam kei chayv yotzo acher b'lo hanias Amri." So the Mechaber says that even below on the Asamin, he says, but then the Rabbi Akiva Eger says on the next page, on page 24, "Ema shekasavdim kei b'chol brachos amitzvah dekaimel on yotzo motzim kol mochon kevin dein morach mchuyim lo yotzo below on the Asamin v'morach chayv v'morach habracha." Oh, so the question is that so this is mashma that you would be yotze even, but that. So take a look at the Avdei Choshen here on page 21. Right? The question was, he came to him and he said, "Oh, you look so good. I'm so happy to see you back in shul. Baruch Hashem." And the guy says, "Amen." So he says, "Oh, he's yotze with Birkas Hagomel." So why didn't we say Shomei Ka'ona? Why did he have to answer "Amen"? So the Torah sure says, because it has to be Bifnei Asara. And if you're not saying it, actually saying it, that's not called Ba'apei Asara. But it has to be, so therefore, he says, on page 21, Din begoymel shatzarich lahodus b'tei asara, hein afshe shomei ka'ona b'choshev ki ubirich b'kol pocham. It's not considered b'fnei asara. V'chein lo sagim mashahoda al yedei shomei ka'ona kevin shaloyah b'fnei asara. Whereas if you don't say it, that's not b'fnei asara. If you answer amen, that's like you said it. But if you just shomei ka'ona, that's not like you said it, and that's not considered b'fnei asara. And that's how the Torah he explains this to a shore. The Kevin Hamshacha said, "It's not considered b'fnei asara." It's interesting that the Rabbi Kiva Eger has a. Uh, And then, but the day in Shulchan Aruch, there's a question because that seems to say differently. But Rabbi Kiva Eger has a suffix here. But say, if you hold that you could be Yotzi with Shomer Kona, say if you hold that Shomer Kona is Kedibor, then it's Mashun Diavni Choshen, then you would be able to be Yotzi, because then it is considered Ba'apei Asara. But the sheet of the Rabbi said, the sheet of the Tvor Shor is that when you Omein is like you said, Shomer Kona is just Yotzi. That's not considered Ba'apei Asara. And then Rabbi Kiva Eger says the following. It's an interesting shaila he has here in the bottom of page 24. Mistabik b'sefer Urim Gedolim midrashosa yotze b'lo anias amin. Oh, av anias amin enu yotze. He says, what happens if you see our bar tzrim chim lahodos? There are a lot of different reasons to make brichas agomel. Your choilish and isrape. You were Yotze Mibes Asurim. So say if you're saying it for one reason and the other fellow needs it for a different reason. Is that he says, Mistapik Mesofa Orim Gdolim Chola V'Nisrape V'Zeh Shomei Chai Bracha Al Shaya Holech Bamidbar. The Shomea, he was Holech Bamidbar. He has to say it. The other guy was a Cholish and Nisrape. So that's the question. If you're, even though it's the same Nusach, but if it's for different reasons, then Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes a suffix whether you're Yotzei or not. So this all, Rabosai, getting back to our original thing, Usfartam Lachem. Te Sfira, L'chol Echad Ve'Echad, and the Rashba, and who? And the Aguda say that you have to do it yourself, and the Sefer Avni Choshen explains, because if you're not doing it yourself, that's not a Sfira. That you're just listening, and then, but part of the idea is understanding, and that's why the Magen Avraham says that if you don't even Lashon Kodesh, that's the Chiddush of the Rabbah Gavra. Usually Lashon Kodesh, like Rav Yaakov Emden asks. Usually, if you say Lashon Kodesh, you're usually covered, you know, except maybe the first bracha of Shmon Esrei, whatever. But Lashon Kodesh usually, but he's saying no. The Magen Avraham says you're not Yotze Sfira. So it's a good idea that when you're doing it with kids, they should know what if they don't know what shisha means. Then maybe to shaila with the yotze. No, okay. A couple of more things. On page 25 is the famous piece from the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He has a famous chiddush. He has a famous chiddush lahalacha. Rabbi Blumenkranz. In the famous Rabbi Blumenkranz Pesach Digest, he popularized the shita of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and many people don't agree with it. I always say most people don't paskin like it, but it's good for a drasha. That's what I always say. What's the vort? The vort is look on page 27. Over as kava tarich beemtzi meas svira, remichevish emitzas svira mutelas al kol yochid b'fnei atzmo alav lispar svira shalom. Whereas you're coming from China, so you're a day ahead. You're a day ahead, and you pass the date line, so you keep counting based on your cheshbon, even though you're a day ahead. So you're gonna, so Mamela, you're gonna, the whole Welt in New York is counting 25, and you're holding by 26 because Svartim Lochem, your sphere, because you started in China, Lochem, Svartim Lochem. That's one part of the Chiddush. And the second part of the Chiddush is that, and then this is maybe even a bigger part of the Chiddush, is that, and when you, because on page 29 it says, Chag HaShavuos Einu Kosher B'Yom Mesuyim B'Chodesh. It doesn't say, it's not like Tesvav Tishrei, Tesvav Nisan. It's, you count 49 days, and that's Shavuos. It doesn't say, that's why the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Shavuos pa'amim hei, pa'amim vav, pa'amim zayin. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe held that if you're a day ahead, then you keep Shavuos a day ahead. So the whole Welt, it's Erev Shavuos. And for you, it's Shavuos. For you, it's Shavuos. So you'll have to count, you'll keep Shavuos on Erev Shavuos, and on the first day of Shavuos. And in Mustama, the second day, you won't be able to do malacha. It's no different than an Israeli who doesn't do malacha for a Yantav Sheni either. But the day that you're counting, that you can make Kiddush, is going to be Erev Shavuos. Now, most people don't hold from this. I mean, it's a fascinating Kiddush. That you keep your own sphere. I mean, it's like some point out, it's his own drasha. I mean, even though svartam lachem pshuto, that's what it means, svartam lachem. I mean, look, the Aguda and the Rashba also said a chiddush. I'm not convinced, after they give you the whole shir, I'm not convinced that that's the only pshat in svir l'cholecha ve'achad. It could just mean that you don't have the bezdim count, but everyone has to do svira, and you can do svira through Shomei Kona too. But it seems from the Aguda and the Rashba that this Eret Chiddush. So Lubavitch Rebbe, he had this Eret Chiddush, another Eret Chiddush. The Lachem is your own sphere, and then your own Shavuos. So I always say, as I said, most poskim don't hold like this Lahalacha, but it's an idea that, when Klal Yisrael accepts the Torah, everyone has their own Kabbalah Satorah. In other words, different people. Some people like to learn Drush, and some people like to learn Aliba the Hilchasa, and some people like to learn Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger. And so, there are a lot of things there. Like Rav David Cohen said, it's not only one Mahalach in Torah, it's a vast Torah. So everyone has their own Kabbalah Satorah. So that was... and then the Satmar Rebbe said something here on page 32. Which is also an important, similar to what the Lubavitcher Rebbe is saying, Lahalacha. He says the following thing, and they would say for Berech Moshe. That's the Sigutor, that was the nephew of Rav Yoel Teitelbaum. So he says like this, Oh, you Medrash, Mehechen Zochel Yisrael, the Birkas Kohen. We know that Birkas Kohenim is Nosok right after Shavuos. Rabbanu Ami Mematan Torah. Because we say, Kosomar Levnei Yisrael. Yivrecha Hashem Yishmerecha, etc. And he says, where did we get the Birkas Kohanim? Where's that Ko coming from? Ko Somer Leves Yaakov on Matan Torah. So the connection between Ko Somer Leves Yaakov and Ko Tzavarchus B'nei Yisrael. So he says like this, and there Shenachtim Lizbonim, you may not Nemra Birkas Kohanim B'loshen Yochid. How come Birkas Kohanim is said B'loshen Yochid? Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha. Are we Ibsucha Hilchasa? They Birkas Kohanim Pachas Me'asara. Birkas Kohanim Yidin Asara. V'imkein Hayamin Aroi Lom Letzibor V'loshan Yivarechechem Hashem. Not Yivarechecha, Yivarechechem. V'loshan Rabin. So he says to Berech Moshe, Omnam Bira Inyan, Ki Tzorche Amcha Yisrael Merubim. The needs of Am Yisrael are great. V'kulam Einem Nusuas Alvim Shemashamayim Lashpil Ha'barach of Yeshua. One person needs parnasa, one person needs a shidduch, one person needs a refuah. So many different needs. He has a lot of children, so that's not his problem, but he needs parnasa. And he needs a shidduch. So all different, everyone has their own needs. And that's why we Birkas Kohanim B'loshen Yochid. Because the Birkas Kohanim is going to be chal on every individual kefi the tzorech of that particular individual. And he says, and that's the, Alzen Amarti Lafarge, he says on page 33, Birkas Hamozon, ki el... He's mashpia on the Klolius, on the whole world. That kol echad ve'echad knows there's a klolius dikah bracha and a protius dikah bracha, and he says the same thing matan Torah. Nechem atzinu b'matan Torah ki terasenu avdoshen nidul chol Yisrael b'klolius. B'maimer anivchar al har Sinai. In other words, we got the Torah together, the Kololius and Har Sinai. But in addition, every Jew got their own Kabbalah Sator. What does it say in the Medrash in Shir HaShirim? Ishakeini min shikos piu. Melamed shadibur atzma hiya mechazer. That whatever Dibur Hashem said, he went to each individual, got a Dibur that went directly to him. V'amar lo mikableini ata alecha. Do you accept me? In other words, do you accept? I'm the Dibor of Anochi. I'm the Dibor of Kabbeinu Savicha. Do you accept me? Kach v'kach mitzvahs yeshbi. Kach v'kach dinim yeshbi. Kach v'kach onshim yeshbi. Every mitzvah came to a... You get a personalized address from that particular mitzvah. Kach v'kach matan schar. Bu'or mehein. And he says, yes, I accept it. Biyar ha-dibor noshko al-piv v'lomdo ha-torah. So the Dibur, he got a kiss from that Dibur, whereas, and he was Makabel. There was a private Kabbalah. There was a Kololius, but there, every Dibur went, he got a personalized addressed envelope from every particular Dibur. He got a personalized envelope from that Dibur. Anochi Hashem Lokecha, Lo Yelecha, Kichol Dibur, V'Dibur, Nemra, Lechol Echa, V'Echa, Yisrael, Befratius, Kifi, Sichlo, V'Asa, Goso. So that's Pshat in the Medrash. Where did Klal Yisrael get the schus of Birkas Kohanim? Perish Mehechon Zochu LeBrocha Kazu. Where did they get such a bracha? Where did they get such a bracha that they're having Hashpa Bepratius L'Chol Echad VeEchad? Rabbanu Ami Mimatan Torah. Because Birkas Kohanim, as we said, everyone is going to get the particular bracha that they need. Everyone's going to get the particular bracha that they need. Where does that come from? From Matan Torah. Because Matan Torah wasn't just a Kololius thing of Matan Torah. Matan Torah kibo chol echa ve'echa Yisrael es ha-Torah b'dibur miyuchad kifi sichlo u'v'hasagoso. Al kein b'schar zos zochu l'kabel gam shefa parnoso v'chakolo kol echad kifi atzvo. And that is what? U'svartam lochem. That there's a private, whether you accept the Lubavitch Rebbe's sock in the sphere or not, but everyone has their own Kabbalah Satorah. People have different levels of learning, different types of learning. The Torah is broad, and everyone has their own Kabbalah Satorah, and everyone, just like everyone has their own Kabbalah Birkas Kohanim, and that's why it's a Bloshan Yachid, Yivarechacha, what you need, Yishmerecha, what you need for your Tzrachim, etc. And that's the idea of it's a sphere, and everyone's accounting sphere, and everyone is having their own private relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'll just close with one thing. There's a, you know, in the Hasidic circles, you count sphere the first night when? After the Seder. In Bar Park, you go to the streets in Bar Park at 12 o'clock, 12:30, everyone's rushing to the Rebbe to count together with a minion sphere Sa'omer. But why? Normally we would think Count Sfira before. So in the Sefer Pardes Eliezer, he explains the Ramami Panu. Ramami Panu says, you know, first I'll tell you, the Abderav says, you know, it says in the Piyut, in Yoitzos, for Shabbos HaChodesh, he says that Chodesh Nisan is a Chodesh Sheyeshuas Makifus, which literally means that we're surrounded with miracles. Yeshuas Makifus. But the Abderav says no. It means something more. It means, what does it mean, Makifus? Hakafa? Hakafa is when you buy something on credit. That's for Hakafa. So he says, we didn't deserve anything on the night of Pesach. We didn't deserve anything. We didn't deserve all the things we got. It was all on credit. And now during the Sfira, we're paying back. That's why we don't start Sfira till after the Seder. That's the minute, says the Pardes Eliezer Sefer, explained the Ramami Panu. Because it's not shaykh to speak about, because the Sfira is paying back the credit card bill. But it's not shaykh to speak about paying back the credit card bill until you explain what you bought on credit. So first you buy it on credit. That's all the nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then you're going to go ahead and pay it back step by step throughout the Sfira, and we should be all zizokha for our own Kabbalah Satorah of Svartam Lochem, We're going to all count our own sphera. I don't know how much traveling we're going to go from China to here, but even though we're staying local, it's still our own sphera and our own Kabbalah. And Be'ezer Hashem, everyone should have their own kesher. Yishakeinu Mishikus Piyu. That everyone gets their own personal Mishika, their own personal self-addressed envelope from HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Maimon, like Rabbi Penner said. It's like my Maimon Harsina here. Everyone, their own addressed envelope of Anochi and Lo Yelecha and everything. And we're going to be Mekabel each and all on our own. Usfratam Lachem. And everyone, we look forward to the day of Kabbalah HaTorah. And the earliest, the Kolbo says that we have the cheesecake. The cheesecake because Dvash V'chol of Tachas L'shonech. And we want this Torah to be as sweet as the cheesecake on Shavuos and Me'ez Hashem. We should all be zoicha with the Kabbalah HaTorah. It's a pleasure being here with you all and sharing Divrei Torah. We should share much more Divrei Torah in the future as well. Bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadeich.